Mark seems like that when he's working.
Don't say like that when he's working for me.
Be working.
Kevin, that's our kind of guy right there, buddy. Oh, man, you know, you just really, you know, talent comes in all shapes, sizes, and forms. You know, you don't have to wear a tie to be a preacher, and you don't have to wear a suit to sing. I mean, these people are all over, these three guys are all over the world on one little video, contractors now that make a living, and just decided to just sing a little bit for us. The wonderful gospel song, how great thou art. Isn't that wonderful? Give the Lord a hand of applause. And today, as we continue this journey into the Gospel of John, we're going to deal with my two favorite subjects. One is a boat, one is a lake. I like my boat, I like the lake. Let me tell you this story. Now, this is just how confused Monica and I are in this whole situation with my cat. I realize that, you know, I can drive my boat. You know, because if you know anything about boats, you don't have a pedal and a brake. You just got a throttle up here. So I can drive my boat. So Monica and I decided, hey, let's go get the boat. Let's put it on the lake. At least I can, something I can drive. Okay? So we get in the truck. We get ready to head that way. And all of a sudden, it just hits me. Number one, I got to get the boat out of the garage. Number two, I got to get it back in to the garage. Now, this boat is 22 foot long, 8.5 foot wide. It has to go in the garage. It's 9.5 foot wide, but 24 foot long. I've been doing it for 12, 13 years. I can do it blindfolded. Monica can take it in and out of the water. She ain't never put it in the garage. So we both look at each other on our way, and I said, just turn around. Turn around. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, we can't go boating. She said, what do you mean we can't go boating? I said, who's going to get it out of the garage? And furthermore, who's going to put it back in there? She said, oh. So we turned around and went back and please watch soap operas. It's a joke. We didn't watch soap operas. But I'm just going to show you, you know, I just got some issues, folks, and I just be glad to get out of this cast. Can't drive. Now, one thing I can do is I can drive my little tractor to cut my grass. So I just drive it around the subdivision all day long. Yeah, I'm driving around. People say, what are you doing? I got to drive something. You know?
Well, he's driving me crazy.
Ain't nobody believes that. Yes, ma'am.
Ordinarily, you could call Marvin. He can take it in and out because the garage for you may lost his phone.
I got a phone.
See, I got all these volunteers now, see? Yeah, I'll come put your boat in the garage for you, preacher, as long as I can ride on the boat.
Well, the water's up down our end of town.
It's what?
The water's up.
Way up.
Way up. Well, it takes water. You got to have water.
Yeah, but
you can't have too much, though, can you? Well, I don't have to get in the water to get on my boat. But anyway, just forget about the boat. We're gonna talk about a boat, and we're going to talk about water here in just a second. But I just wanted to show you that sort of the quality of life that I'm having these days. But I'm going to be all right, because I feel good. I'm going to make it through this. I'm taking medication. It's going to be all right. The Gospel of John. Are you ready to take the journey? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, here we go. Now, and when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea. Remember, he just fed all the 5,000 people, and they had to disappear from these people for a while because they was wanting to make Jesus the king. Jesus is not, that's not what he's here for. So they get out of sight of the people till it gets dark. Now it's dark, but they're going to make their way down to the lake because they got to go across the Sea of Galilee to get to the other side to do other stuff that they want to do. So when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, and he entered into a boat. Okay? And we're going over to the Sea of Capernaum, which is the Sea of Galilee, and it was dark. And Jesus had not yet come to them. They go down, they get in the boat, it's getting dusk, getting dark, they head across the lake. Jesus is not with them. Everybody get that so far? This is going to be a real important point. Jesus is not with them. Alright. And the sea was rising by reason of a great wind that blew. Now, any of you ever been on a lake, but on the ocean, when a storm comes up, you can take a calm lake, you can take a calm ocean, and when the waves begin to come, then things get real crazy and real scary real fast. Everybody with me so far? Remember, Jesus is not with them. They're by themselves, out on this lake, and a storm comes up, and it's dark. Now let me give you some insight. There is nothing any darker on this planet than to be on water and dark. Most of these lakes, unless it's cabins, is down by the lakes. Don't have any unless you're at the marina. I mean, it's dark. Now, Monica and I are very fortunate. Our boat has a set of headlights on it. And they tell me it looks real neat when you see my boat coming across the lake at nighttime because it looks like a UFO. Because it's got these two headlights coming down and you can't see nothing but the headlights. It's like someone actually took a car down and was driving on the lake. So anyway, it's dark, the wind's blowing, the storm's coming, and Jesus is not there. Do you get the picture? Say amen. All right, Larry. When therefore they had rowed about 20 and 30 furlongs, they beheld Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the boat, and they were afraid. All right, get the picture. Here, they're about 3 miles offshore. What's this mean? Number one, of course, it's dark, so they couldn't see land anyway, but land's not in sight. They're in the middle of the lake, the wind comes up, the storm is up, the wind is up. Now, here, they're 3 miles offshore. And here comes Jesus, and he don't have a boat. And people have asked me this many times. Well, why were they afraid? Well, the next time you see somebody walking on the water, you tell me what you think. Well, sure they're afraid. Nobody walks on water. And here comes Jesus. Now here's the deal. Not only is he walking on water, I know some of you, you go to Florida, you've been to the beach, you know when you're walking out in there and waves come at you, you can't hardly control that. They'll knock you down. And unless you're a good swimmer, especially if you're out, you know, this high in the water, and here comes a big wave, it's going to knock you off your feet. Not only can Jesus walk on the water, he can walk in the storm. Some people skip over this. Because there's a reason. There's a reason for this storm. Believe me, there's a reason why Jesus wasn't on this boat. I say this all the time, folks. Listen to me. There, Jesus, everything Jesus does, he has a reason for doing it. There was a reason why he didn't get on that boat with them. Because he's constantly trying to teach these men. So they're going to take off without Jesus. Now, so obvious here what I'm getting ready to say, but let's make sure we understand this. When you do things without Jesus, you're going to face the storm by yourself. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of applause. storm's going to come. Lord, look at yesterday. I mean, it was just rained all day long. Now today, there ain't a cloud in the sky. Storms can come that fast. They can end that fast. But in the midst of the storm, time runs slow. If you're in the middle of a hurricane, if you're in the middle of a tornado, if you're scared, that storm, everybody tells me that has been in the middle of a tornado. You know, they last for just seconds, sometimes 2 minutes. But they say it's the longest 2 or 3 minutes because of that scheme of time, you could lose everything you got. You could lose your house, you could lose everything. You got that quick moment of time. Weather is very powerful on any level. Weather. So, now all of a sudden, we've got all of this weather. And they look out, and here comes Jesus walking in the midst of this weather, in the midst of the waves, dark, and they're afraid. Look what happens. But he saith unto them, it is I, be not afraid. Jesus knew that they were afraid. And he spoke and he said, it's me. They knew the voice of Jesus. When you are in the midst of any storm, whatever's going on in your life that's causing you heartache, causing you a headache, causing you a backache, I don't care if it's a husband, a wife, a kid, or a preacher, and all of the above can give you a headache and a heartache. Understand, in the midst of the storm, when you call upon Jesus, put him in the middle of your boat and see what happens. You keep him out of your boat, and that storm will never stop. You invite him into your boat, and that boat represents your life. When he comes into your life, he will calm the storm around you or give you the ability to deal with the storm and be there to hold you up, be there to help you, calm you down, calm your fears, and to make you understand that even in the midst of the storm, I'm in control if I'm in your life. Make sense? Give the Lord a hand of applause in the house. They were willing, therefore, to receive him into the boat. And straightway the boat was at the land whither they were going. Now, these translations that we have here sometimes are very difficult to try to understand. They were just an everyday language, so you'll understand something. They received him into the boat. In other words, they invited him into the boat. Now, you say, well, surely they're going to invite him into the boat. No. Not everybody invites Jesus into their life. Not everybody invites Jesus in the boat. Because some people think, I can ride it out myself. Some people think, I can control it. Some people think, I'm strong enough to deal with it. So they keep Jesus out on the water. These men had enough sense to say, get in the boat with us. Now, I don't want to skip over this. This looks real simple, but I want you to understand something, folks. He has to get in the boat with you. He has to get in your life. He has to get in your heart. He has to be all around you in order to protect you. Okay? And he says, and they were willing therefore to receive him into the boat. Now, the last part of this, I want to make sure you see something here. And straightway the boat was at the land. The land, in other words, he got in the boat. As soon as he got in the boat, storm calmed. And as soon as the storm calmed, next thing you knew, they was on the land. That's fact. Now, what's that say to me? Here's what this says to me. It says, from the moment I put Jesus into my life and put him in my boat, at that moment, he will get me to safe ground immediately. Now, it doesn't mean that a next storm may not be coming around then. If you live long enough, you're going to have to deal with storms of life that come along. But as long as Jesus is with me, he's in my boat, holding my hand, walking with me, and at some point, as the old poem says, literally has to carry me. As long as Jesus is with me, no matter what storm comes up, he will be with me and hold my hand and keep me intact until the storm is over. If he has to carry me, he'll pick me up. If he has to save me from drowning, he'll do that. He'll get into water with me. He'll get in no matter. And of course, you know, in the other Gospels, now John doesn't mention this, but you know, we have a disciple that decides to get out of the boat. You remember that story, don't you? You know, Peter, he's like, oh, well, hey, Jesus is out there. I'm going to get out there with him. You know? And again, Jesus knows what he's doing. And you know, and he just said, well, come on out here, Peter. Come on out here, Peter. Come on out here with me. And you know, Peter, you know, first step or two, he's like, man, I'm not going to sink. And then he takes his eyes off of Jesus and looks at the storm around. As soon as he takes his eyes off of Jesus, he begins to sink. Y'all know that story. Now, John chooses to just go a little different path here, but y'all know the story. If you're going to get out there in the water with Jesus, you better keep your eye on him. Because you're going to sink. Now, what did Jesus do with Peter? Remember what he did real quick? He got him back in the boat. He grabbed him, lifted him up, put him in the boat, and then Jesus got in the boat with him. As if to say, have you learned your lesson? Because let me tell you this real fast, because I believe this. The storms of life come to teach you and I a lesson sometimes. And Jesus uses these storms to make a point. To say, hey, either you're with me or you're against me. Either you're saved or you're not. Either you're part of the church or you're not. But you choose today. You choose today what you're going to do. Because if you're with me, I'll be with you. If you're not with me, I'm not going to be with you. Jesus is not going to force himself into your life. You have to invite him. And once you invite him, he will come in and be a part of your life and help you through every situation you find yourself in. Because it is amazing the situations that you get yourself in. And that I get in. Sometimes it's my fault. And I just have to say, it's my fault. Sometimes it's not my fault. But it doesn't matter here at fault. What matters is quality of life. Outside of Jesus, I have no quality of life. With Jesus, no matter what life I have, I've got quality because the Savior is with me every day. Doesn't mean it's perfect. Doesn't mean that nothing's going to go wrong. But it means he is there for me through thick and thin. Thick. We get into some thick situations. He's there. He's there. But let me tell you this, be close to understand something. Because here is the really sin of all of it. Don't ever take Jesus for granted. Yes, he may be there. But just don't you think he's going to solve everything that comes along. Because all the problems that I've got, some of them he solved, some of them he hasn't. Some people would say, why in the world aren't you out of this cast? You know, do you have that much sin in your life, preacher? Yes, I do. But you know what? No matter whether you're a sinner or not, everybody here's a sinner. It's not what you go through, it's how you go through it. Let me say that one more time. It's not what you go through, but it's how you go through it. It's how you witness for Jesus Christ. Okay? I mean, I could be sitting around here crying to you and everything. I've been crying this morning, haven't I? Oh, I've complained a little bit. Give me a break. I've been a little whiny, thank you. All right? Y'all know I'm teasing the government for that. I'm thankful I ain't got for it. But it's not what you go through. It's how you go through it. Because you can either go through blaming God, being angry at God, cursing God, or I can go through it with the amazing grace of Jesus. Because it wasn't the fact that Jesus died on the cross. It was why he died on the cross. A lot of people died on the cross. But Jesus day, that was just a normal punishment. It wasn't the fact of the cross. It's what he did on that cross. It's what he said on that cross. And what he did 3 days later. And he did that for you and I. So no matter what kind of suffering I may be going through, when I think about what Jesus went through for me, I got a pretty good life. I got a pretty good life when you begin to look to see what Jesus went through. So it's all about perspective. Is Jesus in your boat? Because you're out there on that ocean. You're out there on that lake. You're out there. That's life. The lakes and the oceans represent life. You're out there. You're working every day. You're doing whatever. Who knows what today is going to bring before the sun goes down today. I don't know what some of you are going to face before the day goes down today. I don't know. I don't know what kind of storm. I don't know what kind of wave. But if Jesus is in your boat and with you, you let him drive it. You let him guide it. You let him lead the way. Amen. And even if that wave gets big enough, he'll help you get over it. And when the storm calms, don't forget to say, thank you, Jesus. And I don't care if it's just calm for 5 minutes. You say, thank you, Jesus. Give me praise. Give me praise in the house. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Father, what a blessing to be in your house today to hear God's word. What a blessing, Father, to learn from God's word. Jesus needs to be in our lives. Or as the illustration is given, he needs to be in our boat. For when the storms of life come, Father, may we hang on to Jesus. He is our lifeline. If there be one here today who doesn't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they need him today. Today. Not tomorrow, today. If you're watching me by internet, listen to me closely. You need to find you a good church home and get in it. And if you're not saved, go up to the preacher during the invitation time and say, I want to be saved. Find you a good church and get in it. I'm telling you, the Lord's coming. He's coming. We need to get ready for it. Father, bless this invitation time. We're going to give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, every head is